With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And this week, we'll be joined by guest Josh Keim and the influence man, Dan Duster. And I'll be sharing some tips that I think every business owner needs to know about how to manage your contacts. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So as promised, first up on Get Down to Business today, somebody that knows a thing or two about technology, knows a thing or two about marketing, and thrilled to be joined here in studio by Josh Keim, the of Bell Lithio Internet Solutions. Josh, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
So, Josh, tell us a little bit about Bell Lithio and what you guys do.
Well, Bell Lithio is we call it a 50-year startup. We started in the Printer Row area of Chicago as a small lithograph. And
you've innovated since then, I assume.
Absolutely. And now I'm part of the higher tech division. I came from a Fortune 500 company, spent many years at Motorola and in Libertyville, and now I'm at the small company.
Interesting. So you've been in the mobile wireless side of things. I'm curious, just looking at a professional, looking at what you do, why do you think that you were capable of implementing change and bringing technology to, as you said, a 50-year-old startup? What was it that drew you to take on a challenge?
Oh, we have a software as a service program product, which is a great deal different than the basic printing product that we've expanded. We've expanded based on our customers' needs for over these years, gone into labeling and distribution of marketing materials, and now the software programs, because the internet is the way the whole world works now.
So let's talk a little bit about Bell Lithio and some of those software programs. I know from reading up a little bit that Bell Lithio, all kidding aside, has been quite innovative in providing solutions to clients in a number of specific industries, which I want to get to in a moment. There's been some, you have a niche, which I find fascinating. But tell us a little bit about the unique value proposition. What is unique about the software? What's unique about the solution?
Oh, and we had customers coming to us for printing materials, and they needed them. First, they needed them in a month, then they needed them a week, then they needed them a day. And it just became obvious that given the way business moves today, they needed them faster. So we came to them, and we went looking with them, find a solution online, and there wasn't one. So we built a solution that allows people to create graphic material in real time so that they can distribute out their brand management out to their point of sale.
Because every business, big or small, is always under a tight timeline. Have you ever gotten a call from somebody that said, no rush at all, take your time?
Yeah, we always get those. People say, I know exactly what I want, and I need it 6 months in advance.
Of course, right. So one of the systems that I saw is a system called ePrint3. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds really innovative and unique.
ePrint3 is a way for companies who have multiple literature distribution areas and print areas to centralize and take a benefit of their multiple locations, put their volume all together in one place, and get print on demand when necessary, or if it makes more sense to stock materials, we do that for them. We take care of the distribution. We take care of replenishment. And all the ordering is done online, can be charged to a corporation, to a department, or to a credit card.
Interesting. So I know Bell Lithio, I'm sure, like most businesses, you could work with any business and you could work with any industry. But it sounds like there's been a specific niche in automobile and perhaps a little bit of the manufacturing and industrial manufacturers and distributors. Tell us how that developed.
Well, we've had a great deal of work with some of those companies, but it's just one of many companies.
Sure.
We're a trade printer, which means we don't generally do the kind of stuff that a wedding invitation, although we do. But generally, we work with other companies that need print done.
That's
so
great.
We do that. And automotive companies, because of the turnover of models, the number of parts, they count on us to have the information and keep it consistent over the years.
And you're working with companies be outside of the Chicagoland area as well, I assume.
All right, we have customers. We're based in Elk Grove Village, right here.
Local.
Local now. We've been here since, I believe, the 70s. We're in Elk Grove Village, which is just in the shadow of O'Hare. So we have the ability to get things using any kind of shipping anywhere quickly. We
get
can
it in
also,
their hands
of course,
real quick.
Do it electronically.
Of course.
We have the ability with using our speed marketing system to publish to tomorrow's newspaper, assuming the newspaper will take the ad tonight.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So tell us about what some of the greatest challenges have been in bringing innovation to a company and perhaps in growing the clientele from what they may have been used to 50 years ago to what the solutions that Bellitho can provide today in 2016.
Well, just within the print, it's so much of a different world now. Used to be that you needed to go through a whole chemical process and a photographic process and all these other plate making processes. We do that stuff. It used to take weeks. We do it so quickly now. It's a day. So, but that's just table stakes in the printing industry these days. You need to. What we do is we basically take our customers' problems. We bring them in house. That's really our expertise, and we solve their problem. Sometimes we make money at it, and sometimes we don't make as much money at it. But they know they can count on us. We're the guys you call at 3 in the afternoon on Friday when you need your half a million labels on your desk by 9 on Saturday. That's the kind of thing we do.
Sure. Well, you know how to respond to a customer's needs. So you've been at the company now for about 5 years?
Yeah, I'm one of the new kids. Most of the people there have been there decades. I'm still one of the new kids and learning the ropes.
You seem to know a thing or two about the industry.
My expertise is more in the higher tech. And we use developing some more intellectual property. We have 5 patents, and we're developing more sophisticated distribution, because in the print world, you work with the supply chain or the buyer, and now that's becoming in some ways more commoditized and more computer to computer. So our distribution chain has to prove that they can add more value to the customer as they need it, and that's one of the things we do. We take care of things that you think, I've missed the deadline, I've made a mistake, I need something now, you call us and we make that happen.
Well, you seem to have a drive, you seem to have a passion for what you do. Clearly you have an impressive resume in working with a number of interesting technology companies in the past. Josh, is there anything that in particular you could point to that inspires you as a professional, that sort of leads you to get up every morning and do what you do, that led you in that transformation from an old position to this new position? Any books that you've read that you think you'd love to point listeners of Get Down to Business to?
I would say the thing about a lot of the business press, like the good to greats and so on, is they go good to great to not so great. And the beauty of the company that I'm with now is you feel. In a smaller company, you deal face-to-face with the principals every day, and you see the character, and you see how the decisions are made. And sometimes you work with them to get better decisions, and basically there's a conservatism that you want to play to make sure you keep doing things right, and you keep the old-school values of quality and customer service while introducing technology to even improve on the customer's experience.
So certainly quite the change from working with working in one of the larger companies in the country to working with what would be considered a small business, but certainly an established business. You call it a 50-year-old startup, but clearly you guys are delivering on customer needs. So, Josh, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. How can people learn more about Bell Litho, the company, and perhaps contact you?
Well, you can call me at 847-952-3300. Just ask for Josh. We go by our first names because we're that kind of company. That's 847-952-3300. Look us up on the website at www, of course, bell-litho, LITHO.com. Lithography was our start. We do all kinds of printing now.
That's great. Well, Josh Keim, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're going to be chatting with Dan Duster, who is the influence man, and he's going to be telling us about a sales training program. Can't wait for that discussion. He is the influence man. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solutions center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call them 630-928-0510. And at the end of the program, I'll be sharing some tips on how to manage your contacts. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Inbound on the Kennedy, slowing down between River Road and Canfield Road. Also tap the brakes between Randolph and the Burns Circle Interchange. O'Hare to downtown, 22 minutes. From the junction takes 11. Outbound lanes a little slow between Lawrence and Sayre. Downtown to the junction is 10 minutes. Out to O'Hare takes 23. Express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. From Mannheim is 17. On the Stevenson, heading inbound from 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35 minutes. From the Tri-State takes 25. Outbound lanes at Harlem, debris takes out the right-hand shoulder. Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State's 25 minutes. To 355 takes 35 minutes. Dan Ryan heading outbound between 83rd and 95th. Pretty heavy because of the left lane being blocked with a medical emergency. Tonight, 35 and rainy. Tomorrow, 37 and partly cloudy. Currently, 54. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
The real Donald Trump wants to take legal action against women who've had abortions.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
He changed his position three different times.
He has given zero thought to these issues. He has no idea what he's talking about.
He cannot walk this back enough. He cannot do anything to repair the damage that he has caused.
I'd like to see at least a little effort made. Know something about that of which you speak.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-6181. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-6181. That's 1-800-900-6181. 1-800-900-6181.
Back on the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And I don't know about you, but it's Sunday evening. I need a little bit of inspiration, and that's why we are chatting with Dan Duster, who is the influence man. And I've got to assume that the reason 50,000 people have been influenced by this man is because he's got a thing or two to say. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Shalom. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, Dan, let's jump right into it. You are involved in inspiring and influencing a lot of people, and I want to get in a few moments to what influences you. But first, you have been, this is an entrepreneurship show after all. You are helping business owners increase their sales and increase their reach by inspiring people like you do every single day. Tell us a little bit about your sales training program.
Sure. So I've got a program that I developed a couple of years ago that I call Sales 3030. So I've actually done two things. So one is the Sales 3030 program, which is designed specifically for entrepreneurs that are in relationship, what I call relationship-based sales. So especially insurance agents, financial advisors, people with products where you've got a long-term relationship with that client. And if sales 30-30, so again, how to increase your sales by 30% in 30 days, and I tell people to do it through metrics, which is an acronym for motivation, expectations, tracking, integrity, communication, and structure. And the motivation is you've got to know what motivates you as a person, because, again, just increasing sales is like, okay, what does that do for you? Mm-hmm. That probably makes you some more money. And then what does that do for you? Well, I can go on more vacations. I can pay for my child's education. I can take better care of my health. You know, so whatever you want to do with that. And then what's the motivation for your customer? What's their interest in either buying your product or becoming better? And once you know that, then you're a problem solver versus a sales rep.
Well, Dan, you and I network a lot. Let's just use that word. We talk to a lot of people. So I've heard two conflicting comments from business owners. One business owner that gets started and a year later, I ask them what the greatest challenge that they have in business is. Well, the issue is not bringing in the business. The issue is servicing the clients, finding good people to work in the company. The other business owner that I talk to tells me that that the greatest challenge that they have is finding the customers, is doing the sales. What do you think, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. It's a combination of both. I've had my own business for 15 years, so I've experienced both. The challenge is, so marketing is finding the customer. So that's getting customers to say, hey, they're interested, or, you know, getting yourself to be able to talk to them. The other half is the sales, is sales and service, is once you start talking to them, why are they going to buy your product? And so, again, that goes back to the motivation of the metrics is, you got to understand what's important to them. A lot of times we start to sell too soon, and we try and say, oh, you know, the classic case, sell me this pen. You say, oh, well, this pen writes well, it does this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, but, you know, they may want a pen that shows that they are affluent, or that it actually highlights or has a different function than what we start with. So being able to know what's important to your customer is the most important factor in being able to sell to them once you get them in the door. And giving in the door means once you're able to talk to them.
Well, Dan, you clearly are inspired and you clearly are influencing others. So I want to get to what inspires you. I know that there's been many influential people in your life. And in fact, you you speak regularly about one of them who actually happens to be a family member. Tell us a little bit about why you do what you do and why you're so motivated and driven every day.
Oh, great question. And what's funny is I'm 47 years old, and my great-grandmother is Ida B. Wells. And it wasn't until, and I've done motivational speaking as far as talking about her and influencing all audiences. I've done that since right after college. And it wasn't until I was about 30, somebody asked, you know, so what inspires you? What made you decide to do it? And I was like, well, I've listed a long list of things. And later on in the conversation, they asked about my family. I'm like, well, my father did this in the community, and he was very inspirational, and his mother was very involved in the community, and then her mother, who happened to be Ida B. Wells, was very involved in trying to influence people, and they're like, dude, it's in your blood. So, you know, for those who don't know, a quick snippet on Ida B. Wells, she was very instrumental and influential in the early civil rights movement, being in the late 1800s, early 1900s. She was an activist and a journalist and a for civil rights, and she's known as a crusader against lynching. And it just so happens that lynching was the biggest infraction of civil rights. And so That's part of my motivation, and I think about what she did and her trials and tribulations, and that makes my problem seem a lot smaller.
That's for sure. So you've spoken in a variety of different places. Let's talk about the fun part first. Where's your favorite place to travel?
Oh, well, let's see. So for vacation, to the Caribbean. love the Dominican Republic, love the Cayman Islands. As far as the U.S., love some of the tour spots, Las Vegas and Miami, and then it just so happens I got a ton of friends in the D.C. area, so I like to get out there pretty often.
So, Dan, you and I met through the Institute for Cultural Affairs, and I know that you're involved in you're quite involved in community. Tell us a little bit about some of the places where you spend your time and sort of what your day to day looks like and how you're making an impact in the Chicagoland business community.
Sure. Well, going back to my interest, I've always been interested in the community. It is in my blood. That's how I was raised. The Institute of Cultural Affairs is a phenomenal organization. We actually just had our strategic planning retreat Friday through this afternoon, and we're really about making the world a better place and helping people and organizations achieve success in alignment with planet Earth. So the type of people and the quality of people that are part of that organization is absolutely incredible. As far as my day-to-day, again, I do a number of things. So I do facilitation. That's, again, how you and I got connected. Working with LISP, we're going to be doing facilitating some community meetings to help different organizations and communities across Chicago work on their projects and help them come up with strategic directions and form partnerships and alliances so that they can help achieve their individual community goals and work together collaboratively to achieve more goals throughout Chicago. So in addition to the facilitation, sales training, the motivational speaking. So in the next couple of months, if there's no typical day. I'm actually booked to go to London at the end of May. I'll be doing a keynote for the Champaign County Schools down in Champaign, Illinois, in June. I've got another project. I'll be heading out to D.C. in early May. I'm headed to Vegas for another project at the end of the month. So the things vary. It's never the same day, never the same week twice. And I've been doing it off and on been doing this for 15 years. I've had my ups and downs, and I'm blessed and appreciative of the way things are going for me right now.
That's great. So I want to get back to the sales training piece, and then I want to try to squeeze you for some more advice. Sales training. So I know you're talented, and I know that you could probably train just about anyone, but can you train anyone? Are there any people out there that you feel, gosh, they just don't have it in them, and please do not come into my sales training 30-30 program because you just don't have the personality for sales. Perhaps you don't even have the personality for business.
Great question, and I'm smiling big time right now because sometimes I do feel that way, but the answer is no. If anybody who wants to do well at sales, the Sales 30-30 program will help them. And I just wrote a book on sales called Peaceful Selling, which addresses that. A lot of people have anxiety about selling. They feel like they're being pushy when they're trying to sell. So I cover that in my Sales 30 training as well. I've got a 3-month training program with that that includes the Peaceful Selling workbook. And it's really about, again, talking with your customer, asking them questions, finding out what their needs are, what their motivation is, and then applying the metrics. So understanding the motivation, expectations, tracking, the resilience. And the resilience is one of the most important things. Is you're going to be told no as a salesperson. How do you refresh and rejuvenate as a result of that? And then integrity, communication, and structure. As a salesperson, as a small business owner, you need to have enough structure where you can actually be replaceable. And I show you how to do that with my program.
Well, I think a lot of people misunderstand sales and think that it's got to be this awful, awful process where you've got to convince somebody to buy something that they don't want. And I think I've learned, and certainly through folks like you, have learned that, no, it's the art of communication more than anything. So on that note, we got to go to our headlines in just a few moments. But after the break, we're going to check back in with Dan Duster, who is the influence man, public speaker, sales trainer, and quite the influential man in the community. So don't touch the dial. We've got a lot more from Dan Duster after the break. But remember, at the end of the program, I'll be sharing some tips on how you can manage your contacts so you can be as effective and productive as possible. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial.
The battle for the Republican nomination is racing towards the convention this summer in Cleveland.
Nobody is going to have enough delegates. We are going to go to a convention. It's going to be open.
Can Trump be stopped?
The only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump and the only campaign that can beat Donald Trump is this campaign.
Will there be a third-party run?
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
What happens next?
We should make it pretty easily based on what I'm seeing.
Happens here.
So we won't have to worry about fighting at a convention.
This is AM 560. The answer.
Fox News, ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. Video and data from an Amtrak train that derailed will be examined by federal investigators. Two track workers were killed when the train slammed into a piece of equipment on the tracks outside Philadelphia.
One woman told me she heard the train horn and she felt the train hit something. There was some bumping and she saw flames come right outside the window of her car.
Fox's Brian Yanis. Donald Trump is doing damage control, expressing regret that he retweeted an unflattering picture of Heidi Cruz, the wife of rival Ted Cruz.
If I had it to do again, I probably wouldn't have sent it. I didn't think it was particularly bad, but I probably wouldn't have sent it. But this was a response. This wasn't me starting something. This was a response.
Trump on Fox News Sunday. Cruz was the winner at today's GOP convention in North Dakota. March Madness ends tomorrow night. Villanova will play North Carolina. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Lakeshore Drive heading southbound heavy between 18th Drive and the Stevenson Expressway. Northbound lane's pretty rough between Roosevelt and Jackson Drive. On the Kennedy heading inbound, slowing down between River Road and Canfield Road. Tap the brakes as well between Randolph and the Circle Interchange. O'Hare to downtown is 22 minutes. From the junction takes 11. The outbound lane's a little slow between Lawrence and Sayre. Downtown to the junction 10. To O'Hare 23, express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 17. And on the Stevenson, heading outbound at Harlem, there's obstruction on the roadway. It's actually a sign that's taking out the right-hand shoulder. Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State, 25 to 355 is 35 minutes. Tonight, 35 and rainy. Tomorrow, 37 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 54. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-693-2699. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-693-2699.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and we're chatting with the influence man, Dan Duster. Dan, welcome back to the program.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. So, Dan, you were telling us a little bit about your sales training program, but I want to try to squeeze you a little bit for some advice for our listeners, that are made up of entrepreneurs, professionals, maybe even some people in transition. How do you get inspired every day to sell? You're a sales guy, like I'm a sales guy, and you're training a lot of sales guys. What gets you up in the morning, and what words of advice do you have for our listeners?
Well, a couple of things. I have a success routine that I do in the morning, and that just gets me mentally ready for the day. So that involves making my bed, which that's my I always go for small wins. And so making my bed, I've already won one thing. I do prayer for a few minutes, and then so I give thanks for what I've received and ask for help where I need it. And then I do meditation. So I think about what the day is going to look like, and think about how I'm going to do awesome at each and every task, and where there are challenges, I know that I'll be creative to overcome them, and I've got God at my back to help me with doing that. So that's the routine in the morning, then perhaps a little exercise, and whether you exercise in the morning, you got to put in some type of activity so that you get those endorphins going and you feel good. So that's the mental preparation. As far as sales is, you got to be in a good mood when you sell. I believe that energy is contagious. And so if you're nervous and fidgety and unconfident, insecure, then people feel that. If you feel like you're being pushy or dominant, and, you know, people feel that. If you feel great and enthusiastic and confident and warm and happy and love yourself, and again, that's another tip that I tell people all the time. Love yourself.
That's great.
Yeah, love yourself unconditionally, and people feel it. So when you get in that mindset, that's the biggest thing when you interact with people, because people feel that. So,
and no matter how bad of a day you might be having, your car didn't start as quickly as you would have liked, you ran out of cereal at home, you got to put yourself into the mindset of what impression are you conveying to the people that you're going to be interacting with that day. So, Dan, one of the things that, that I've been impressed with as I've learned more about you and heard more about you is that you have an identity. An identity is possible even for somebody like yourself, and perhaps like myself as well. We're all involved in a lot of different things in the community, and sometimes that message may get lost in the translation. But I think that it is possible to build an identity. So it's spoken about a lot, about an elevator pitch. What tips do you have for somebody that might be like you and might be super duper involved, which we love to hear, super duper involved in the community? How do you build that brand? How do you build that identity?
So one is be authentically you. A lot of advice out there tells you to do this, that, or the other. And if it doesn't align with who you are, then it comes across as disingenuous, and you'll be insecure, and I think people will perceive you differently. So that's number one, is be authentically you. The other is make it about others. Is that oftentimes we try and make lives about ourselves, but if you're in service to others and trying to genuinely help others, that's one of Dale Carnegie's things. From How to Win Friends and Influence People, is, you know, be of service to others, and especially you mentioned networking, is find out about them and ask them, hey, what can I do to help you? And that's the same thing for sales is, you know, that's the branding. If you're helping people, people want to be associated with you. And people tend to want to help you in response. And even if they don't help you, I promise you, Mr. Klein, the universe will reward you for what you're doing for other people.
I agree. Givers gain. That's what they say. And I've discovered that firsthand. So, Dan, appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate those words of advice. And I know that our listeners should and will want to learn more about your sales training program, that 30-30 program that you mentioned earlier in our segment, as well as hopefully get some more bits of advice and information, maybe even find out a little bit more about where the man, Dan Duster, will be speaking. So, Dan, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
Sure. For the sales training, it is sales 3030, so sales and the number 3030.com. And you can find out information there. As far as speaking, I've got, which you alluded to, theinfluenceman.com. So that's theinfluenceman.com. Or feel free to give me a call on my cell phone. That's area code 773-859-1064. Again, 773-859-1064.
And if you're like me, you'll be fascinated by the fact that Dan can teach you how to sell ice to an Eskimo. And more information on that is on theinfluenceman.com. Dan Duster, we appreciate you coming onto the program, and surely we'll check back in with you real soon.
Mr. Klein, I thoroughly appreciate you and what you do, so thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be talking. So Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solutions center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also visit them online at tandemhr.com, where they post so many fantastic tips, advice, and information for all of you small business owners out there. But speaking about tips, I got more for you. If Dan didn't provide enough, we've got some tips on how you can manage your contacts, how you can grow your relationships, how you can network. You don't want to miss any of it. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North States Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Lakeshore Drive heading southbound pretty heavy between 18th Drive and the Stevenson Expressway. Northbound lanes heavy between Roosevelt and Jackson Drive. The Kennedy heading inbound, slowing down between Cumberland and Canfield. Also tap the brakes between the Junction and Irving Park, and again between Division and the Circle Interchange. O'Hare to downtown is 25 from the Junction takes 14. Outbound lanes, tap the brakes between Keeler and the Junction. Also pretty heavy between the Junction and Canfield. Downtown to the Junction, 11. To O'Hare, 28. Express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 30 minutes from Mannheim is 17. On the Stevenson heading inbound from 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35. From the Tri-State takes 25. Tonight, 35 and rainy. Tomorrow, 37 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 54 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Good news, sleep apnea sufferers. You're finally free to sleep comfortably anywhere you travel, even while flying, thanks to Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. And here's even better news. Right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Just call MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-700-9814. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend Mini CPAP is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards.
Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. So free yourself from your big, bulky CPAP device and start enjoying the freedom to sleep anytime, anywhere you go. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-700-9814. That's 1-800-700-9814.
One of the things I find comical, and I find a lot of things comical, is when people make assumptions. Often they say, and we talked about this last week about making first impressions, often people develop an impression about you within just the first few seconds of meeting you. They'll see you eating chicken, and they'll develop an assumption about you that you are that type of person. They see you eating a fatty food, they develop that impression. People develop impressions, whether it's in your personal life or your professional life, very, very quickly. I want to talk about the professional side, obviously, and I want to remind you as a little tip to never make assumption about those that you come into contact with. I network a lot, and I have to say I was one of those people. I was one of those people that when I came into an event, I developed an impression about people because I decided that I only wanted to talk to people that would be the perfect, the most ideal, the most wonderful, and the most influential context for me. So as an example, at the time I was focused completely and totally on accounting, I discovered that lawyers would be fantastic. And if I met another accountant, I looked at them as competition and as nothing else. And I have to tell you that approach is completely and totally wrong. You heard just a few moments ago, Dan Duster, the influence man, talk about how givers gain. And by getting involved and becoming known as a giver, by becoming known as the person that wants to give and wants to be the person learning about the other people, they are the ones that reap the most benefits. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I've discovered that networking really, really is like LinkedIn, but the live version. And it's so important to stay in touch with people. And in fact, after these tips, I'll be providing some tips for you on how you can manage your contacts effectively, how you can stay in touch with people effectively. And I'm going to be sharing some apps and some great tools for you to do that. But the most important thing that you need to do is not write somebody off. The first time you meet somebody, often people will develop that first impression. And listen, I'm not telling you what to think or what not to think. I'm telling you what to do or what not to do. When you come into a room and you see 50 people in the room, learn something from everybody that you come in contact with. That's right. Learn something from everybody that you come in contact with. I've shared this multiple times on Get Down to Business, but I really encourage you and I really want to remind you of the times that I've sat over coffee with job seekers. That's right. People in transition, people that are not employed, people that are not earning a salary, people that don't earn a business, people that cannot afford to hire my services, whatever my services may be. These are people that are actually asking me for help. And in reality, what has come from those conversations have been the best things in the world for me. In fact, I might be so bold to say that they helped me more than I helped them. That's right. When you come into a room without developing a preconceived notion, without developing an impression of somebody, of what they can do, likely you'll be amazed by the results. You'll be amazed by the outcomes because everybody can teach you something. Maybe that person can teach you. Maybe somebody can introduce you to somebody else. That person that you are looking to connect with at Walgreens corporate headquarters, chances are that person lives down the street from them. And I use that example all the time, but I mean it. If you come into a conversation being clear and articulate, you never know who the person can help you get in touch with. But that's just in terms of introductions. Think about what you can learn from the person as well. Maybe you're going to discover the most amazing, the most fantastic LinkedIn tip. And yes, that has happened to me, that I've met people that I would have otherwise never have had the opportunity to meet. And because I did not write them off initially, when they sent me an email and they said, "Hey, Shalom, can we grab a cup of coffee together?" I didn't say, "Well, are you looking for my services?" Instead, what I did was I said, "Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about yourself so I can prepare for the meeting. Maybe we connected on LinkedIn in advance." And then we scheduled that cup of coffee, and time management is really important, and listened to past episodes of Get Down to Business, which are posted on my website at shalomkline.com, where you could learn more about time management. But you can when you manage your time and you schedule the appointments, you can almost always squeeze another meeting in. And you never know who that person will be. I'm not going to be the guy that's going to tell you that every single connection, every single person is going to be a winner. What I am telling you is that everyone has friends, colleagues, relations, and contacts, and one of them might just be the person you need to speak with. One of them might just have the tip that will transform your business, that will be a game changer on many levels for what you do, for the services you provide, for the company that you represent. And I encourage you, be open-minded about that. Be open-minded because you never know what can happen. You never know what you might learn from somebody that you network with. And I say this a lot, but I want to share some of those resources for networking. One of them is, of course, my own, which is my organization, Jewish B2B Networking. And we actually have a great free business networking event this upcoming Thursday in Rogers Park. It's a free event. Next week on Monday, we have a speed networking event. You don't want to miss any of these programs because these are the places where you can potentially meet somebody that will be a game changer for your business, whether they become a client, whether they become your next employer or not. These are good people, people that you will want to connect with, and we are going to have a fantastic group of people at all these programs. In fact, our registrations are coming in rapid fire. So visit my website, shalomkline.com. That's also the website where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. And there's a lot of tips, advice, and information for you. But again, to recap, never make assumptions about those that you come in contact with. Everybody has friends, colleagues, relations, and contacts. And one of them might just be the person that you need to speak with. After the break, I'll be sharing some tips on contact management, how you can stay in touch with people. I've got some great tips and tools for you, so you don't want to miss it. What a great lineup of guests. Josh Keim from Bell Litho, a great innovative company. Dan Duster, the influence man. And we've got so much more for you. And next week, you can actually find out who's going to be on the show, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, on my website, shalomkline.com. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business, shalomkline.com. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Does the devil exist? Is there really a fallen angel named Lucifer? When you are tempted, is it really the product of an evil Satan? Russia's master of horror, Sergei Mavrodi, introduces you to Lucifer's Son. Book one of the Temptation Chronicles, the national bestseller in Russia. Kirkus Review calls it protracted but deliciously creepy explorations of the macabre. Christine Morris of Forward Review says, Lucifer's Son lays bare the depravity of the human heart as everyday men make bargains with the devil to obtain their desires. Follow the unrelated yet overlapping vignettes. Igor sells his soul on television and deals with the consequences. Andre struggles to survive an unforgiving forest. Lucifer's Son will fill you with fear and anxiety, and you won't be able to put it down until the terrifying conclusion. Lucifer's Son, Book 1 of the Temptation Chronicles by Sergei Mavrodi. Available in ebook or paperback at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere.
You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. Whether you work in sales, advertising, or even journalism, your business will always need a way to manage projects, tasks, contacts, and calendar appointments. So it's common to spread out some of these tasks and contacts among your Outlook, Google Apps, or address book. And in fact, I know some people that use LinkedIn to manage your contacts. With a customer relationship management tool, aka a CRM, You can keep all of your information in one place and have it accessible to your colleagues. So I wanted to share some, as promised, some affordable and easy-to-use CRM options out there right now. There's some free open-source ones as well. I personally use Zoho for just about everything that I do. Zoho is a full suite of web-based business apps that are designed to compete with the big boys like Microsoft and Google, but Zoho is not afraid to offer the standard set of CRM features while still integrating data from Google Apps, Outlook, QuickBooks, and many other third-party services. In fact, there's a suite of more than 30 Zoho apps ranging from chat to document publishing, and it makes Zoho an excellent web-based office alternative. The good is that the Google Apps integration, affordable pricing, in fact, it's even free for the first few users, and it has a great mobile site that's optimized for iPhone. The bad is that it lacks connection to social media sites like LinkedIn or Twitter. It's a freemium service. The top-tier plan costs $25 per user, but again, it is free for the first few users. There is a system actually called Free CRM. It isn't pretty, but it will get the job done. Check it out. You could have up to 5 users, and PC World rated Free CRM one of the best free online business tools. But again, keep in mind that the price is right. The dashboard is sort of an eyesore, but if you need more features, you're going to need to pay for it. Salesforce is probably one of the most popular. It has way too many features and options to list here, but it's definitely the big one. It has a great interface, an iPhone app, and a million dashboard tools. It isn't cheap, but it's one of the best. It starts at $5 per user per month for up to 5 users, but the costs add up quickly. There's another system called Sugar CRM. It's open source, affordable. It's an open source CRM tool with an impressive mobile offering and nice social media integration. If you have a new business trying out the free open source version, help you manage your new list of contacts. It has a great Twitter integration. The bad is that the free edition doesn't allow you access to the mobile site. There's some other ones. There's HiRise, which looks sort of like a Facebook news feed. You'd see your latest activity from your contacts, or you could search. It has an excellent design, a great iPhone app, integrates with a lot of other services, but the top-tier plan only allows 40 users, so large companies would want to stick with like a Salesforce or a Zoho, and the basic plan starts at $24 per month. Another system is Batchbook, which is a social CRM. It also emphasizes a heavy focus on social media integration. You could view your contacts, Twitter, Flickr, blog, LinkedIn updates, all sorts of different stuff. And the social media updates are cool, but they may not be so useful for every business. There's another one, Daylight, for all of you Mac users. I'm not one of you, but Daylight is a desktop application for Mac OS and iPhone, and it caters to industries like film, photography, and design, since many of those people in those fields use Mac, and there's some plugins, but because it only uses Mac OS, it will only be worth looking at for solutions like that. Not available for Linux or Windows, limited integrations, and it's a high-cost system. So I would recommend Zoho. That's what I use, so I am biased. It's a good system. The key is manage your contacts. Literally, manage your contacts. When you meet people, don't assume it's going to happen on its own, that you're going to be able to stay in touch with people. You've got to enter those people into your system. Whatever system you use, whether you use Salesforce, Zoho, doesn't matter. Have a system. Keep track of the people that you meet with. Manage your time. Manage your contacts. And make sure you network with people. As Dan Duster said, as I said throughout the program, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what opportunities can come about from the people that you're going to network with. And speaking of networking, lots of great events on the calendar. Check them all out at shellumkline.com. Tomorrow morning, I'll be on the morning show right here on AM560 The Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson talking about presidential candidates and their take on small business. You don't want to miss that, 6:38 a.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...